96 in reverse.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have the worst of my drink, and we can switch places. Now we are in reverse.
It is definitely 96 in reverse time. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back here with your hostess, your bestest, Cedric. Then we got Nate.
Hey, y'all. How y'all
we got
doing?
Michelle. And our special guest, Liz. How are you, Liz?
Welcome,
great.
Liz.
Thank you so much. Very excited.
How you doing, Nate?
Doing great. Happy to be back.
Michelle, welcome.
First thanks day for here. Having me. My voice is like a couple octaves deeper, but I kind of like it.
I like it. I actually like the tone of your voice.
Yeah,
it's I think you should be like a voice actor or something. I really like it.
I will try. I'll see where that takes me.
Yes, I love it.
You're lifting up her ego. She's going to fly later.
Do it. So we have my best friend, the one and only, my heart and joy, one of the people that helped me stand. Somebody that's been in my life through thick and thin on my part and her part. And her name is Elizabeth Savars. Welcome to 96 in reverse.
Thank you so much. I think you've done a lot of that for me as well, just to keep the days going. It's been a long road.
A long journey. Just like Peter and I, journey has been long. Elizabeth, our journey's a little different, but definitely a journey that we will live forever to talk about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that.
But welcome. So we have Elizabeth here, and we're going to be talking about something a little nasty today, a little raunchy, BDSM. This is something that I only knew through Elizabeth. Liz is a part of the BDSM community, and it's something that I learned from her. So, Liz, we're going to be asking you some questions about this. So tell us about.
I'm going to say I am not an expert.
Yes.
On this, I just know a little bit more than you. This sounds great. Just let me know what y'all want to talk about, and we can get into it.
Okay. First of all, what does BDSM means? Like, what BDSM? What is?
It is bondage, pseudomasochism. So it is a whole side that you see on video, that you see in pop culture, that you see in a lot of different places, that not all of it is true to the community, but they all have their own interpretations of it. So we're very familiar with the things Lady Gaga does and Rihanna that have mentioned it a lot more than most of the other communities, but they are well versed, hopefully. Things like 50 Shades of Grey has mentioned it, not well, but just to open eyes in different parts, because some people might not know what's going on.
Got it.
Yep.
So what part of BDSM excited you? What brought you over to it?
I saw a lot of my friends do it, as you see me doing it. Not personally, but that's... I saw a lot of different people around me enjoying their time, and I was very tired of coming home vanilla, hey, how are you doing after work, the very like square box that we put sex into, the very, oh, it's a flower, don't hurt the flower, like, no, it's time to burn them.
Yes,
sex in general is just a very weird topic that a lot of people don't talk about. And BDSM kind of opens a conversation between two adults, very frankly, to be like, hey, I need your consent with this. What would you like to do? So it just depends on, and a lot of this is going to be case to case basis. on the communication between you, your partner, and all of the other, like, polyamory and that whole side of it. So it's quite a large topic to get into.
It is. It is something that's I never dealt with before. But then I also heard there's different levels to it. I heard there was like,
yeah,
you can do the ropes, you can do, BDSM can be role play. It's mainly role play or something like that, right? So,
it's anything. I feel like it's such a broad term that anything apart from vanilla and like the main like five or six whatever positions, go into BDSM, such as fetishes, anybody that sells their bath water online, I feel like that's a fetish for somebody. Anybody that does something a little bit crazy can be advertised as BDSM. It's just, it's such a large topic. The rope, and there's clips, and there's ties, and there's certain bed attachments and things like that that can be purchased for fun, for spicing things up.
Right. Now, have you, like, can you share some of your experience? Like, what have you done? Have you had the, like, really?
Yes. I love rope. I think rope itself, it's a whole art called Shibari. Very beautiful, very, like, I've never gone into it fully, but I know of it, and I know I would love to be tied up, like, on a regular basis. Something like under my clothes, I think, is very BDSM, like, by my dom, that would be, and then go out into the world, and, like, I'm the only one that knows the rope, that I have the ropes on under my clothes, like, that would be so, like, business casual for me. there's so many more options. Anytime the vanillas want to go with, like, handcuffs and, like, the fuzzy handcuffs even. some sort of, like, there's a lot on Amazon.
The tail. Yes. People do the tails and stuff like that. I've thought about doing it. That goes into a
furry category that is lovely. Oh. And, like, plugs. A lot of it just kind of rolls into different things. I do love my plugs, and I love my plugs with tails. I think that's super cute.
Okay, now I have to ask, has anybody just pulled it off?
Like a random person?
Do you, like, rip a tail out of your butt? Like,
I'm just asking, you know, this is just, I'm just asking.
Oh, no. Maybe it's like an
intrusive thought. I'd
be like, oh, pretty, and just ripped it out. No.
Okay.
Just walking down the street, see somebody rip it out, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I am now terrified of that. Thank you so
much. Yeah, that's in my mind.
You
like,
just want to rip off somebody's earring, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't know what it's attached to. Some of those do have, like, the little clips that you can just clip on your pants.
Oh, okay, okay.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, or a belt.
I personally do have the tail that plugs into it, like, screws into a butt plug that is made for it. There are also specific butt plug versions that just has of it the on tails. It. Yes. But it
that's unsanitary, like, I would think.
I think it falls, like, just about, like, to my thigh, so it's quite a tail. Some of them are like bunnies, like, you know, there's lots of depending on what you're into. I got a purple one because I think it's cute.
How long can you wear one for?
How long have you had one in you?
Yeah, let me say that. How long have you had one in?
Probably a couple of hours, because at a certain point, plugs do get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would think.
The plugs that come as tails are usually, like, pretty, like, on the smaller side.
Yeah.
I don't know how to... They're not usually, like, that big.
Okay, so that's how many inches? Like, because remember, we got listeners. So how many inches? Is that 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch?
Yeah, how big is the plug?
I think it depends on the person, right?
Like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you really... Oh, when I did young in my BDSM... career, I guess. I don't know how else to say it right this second. I just got a pack of things that I could use. There were very small, like 1-inch diameter plugs. There were 2-inch, 3-inch. There was beads. There's all these. I think it might be like a 2-incher on the tails. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure they're usually smaller versions than like the 3, 4, or 5 inches that you can find. And then I think 5 and above just looks like tentacle claws and craziness, which I am totally into, but that's not the point of this.
All right, so, So let me say this. Years back, Michelle took me to a dungeon.
Yes.
And it was eye-opening for me. I did not know those things exist.
Yeah, it was for research. So,
Michelle was doing research, and this lady was tied up into a cross, but they spin her. She was totally naked, and he was whipping the hell out of her.
Ooh.
And I was like, holy shit.
I love that for them. That's awesome.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I was on a St. Andrew's cross, so it was pretty fun. So just like the big old X.
Yeah,
she's going at it. Leader's like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "They're just having a great time."
Yeah, exactly. Somebody, so you're walking into these scenes, is what we like to call them. But a lot of people do talk about it a lot with the dungeons. They have agreements. They have different people, and then there's code words that you can say as well if she's done getting whipped or if it starts to fully like pain level. But it just depends on what they like, and that's just something that they like, and that's not something that you could probably buy in your bedroom with your 12 kids and whatever else that they like. They need a full separate space to enjoy themselves.
So one of the things that I, you know, that I have looked at and done research, and Michelle has done research, is that BDSM is not what you see on TV. It is not, let's whip the hell out of you and go from there. This has a very strict rules from what I have learned. Is that correct, Liz?
Absolutely. And it's a lot about communication. I have had potential DOMs in the past just send me a whole list of A to Z, everything you could possibly think of. And there are some wild things on that list. I am usually against any unnecessary bodily fluid. Anything after that is pretty much on the table. So it just, it's a whole list. It is top to bottom. Like, do you like furries? Do you want to be a furry? How do you like being tied up? Because some people don't like the restrictions. Because if you're in one of those shibari, like full on tied up, hanging from the ceiling, like you're not going to be able to move very quickly, very fast. Like if there's an emergency, you might be kind of stuck there, or the rope, whichever one works better.
Has that happened to you where they have had to like cut the rope or something like that? Or like you feel like you need to run or something like that?
There is with specific things like masters and slaves, we both have like the consent to be like, oh, what do you want to do today, slave? What are you okay with doing today, master? Type of communication. There a lot of the base words are green, orange, or yellow, and red. Green, go ahead, I love this, continue, don't stop, blah blah blah. Orange or yellow, whichever light, like the
thermometer,
traffic light.
Okay. Though that would mean more like slow down or this might need to stop, just a warning. And then red is just full stop. I do not want to do this anymore. We are stopping this scene. We're just going to do something else. And then you go into aftercare, which would be anything like cuddles, kisses, a shower, cleaning up, anything in between. So it just really depends on what you want to do that day and what your partner wants to do that day as well. It's a lot of communication, which is where something like 50 Shades of Grey comes in, where it's not like, it could be contracts, and I understand where they come from because Christian Grey was such a higher member of society and she wasn't. But it's not usually like, oh, I'm going to force you to do this. No, it's very, I would love to be tied up. Can you tie me up today? Do you have the energy? Oh, I would love to be spanked today. Can you bend over? Things like that, that's very, it's very communicative between the two, between the two parties, or more if you're having a party or a dungeon or anything in between that. Because you're not going to go to the dungeon and be like, oh, you better stop that. That's I don't like the way she's spinning on that cross. Like, that's not not something you're going to do.
It's good that this has safety. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not meant to be, oh, no, if you don't like this, we're going to continue. Like, it's very, okay, you want to slow down? We can slow down. That's okay. If you do come up with those dominants that are like, no, we're going to continue, like, that's probably your cue to get the fuck out. Because it's not a safe place for you or them, and they do not know how to handle a situation if you are scared or if they're scared. That's a full stop. I think I'm going to head out now. Thank you so much.
Is there any tactics that you had to learn or... anybody have shared with you if they were in those situations where they couldn't get out, or they, you know, the person was aggressive or they couldn't, you know?
I think that just turns to straight abuse at that point. You find a way to get out of that room and you get out as quickly as you can.
So basically you have to hurt them and get, but if you're,
it's meant for pain and not for hurting. I think there's a difference somehow in here. Pain, she loves to be smacked with on the cross. Like, she loves to be tied up. She loves to give control, all of that. On the other side, he loves to whip. He loves to this. But if he switches tool, there's a way to let her know that, hey, I'm going to use this tool instead of this tool now. I'm going to whip you with something a little bit harder. Let me know if you're okay with that. And then we go back into... green, yellow, red, into green, do you like this? Yellow, I don't know, maybe we can go back to the old tool, and then red, full fucking stop, no, I did not like being hurt with a mace ball. You know, that kind of, it's really for enjoyment. If somebody tells you, like, hey, you're gonna be tied up today, and you're like, no, I think that makes me claustrophobic, it's time to get the fuck out. It's really... I think that's where a lot of creeps come in as well, where they're like, oh, I could, like, do this. I could do whatever I want. No, it's very, like,
doms.
Yeah, you have to trust your partner and they have to trust you in return, because you are giving your life to them, but they are accepting your life as well. Whether it be knife play, candle play, any of that in between. If you put a knife in somebody's hand, like, you know they're not going to stab you. And if you do know they're going to stab you, you should really get the fuck out. Like, that is not the place.
Run for
fake
the hills.
Doms are very, very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tends to be where society, I think, is seeing both sides of it. So they're seeing the abusers, but they're not seeing, like, the slaves that want it, or just the straight abused. Like, there's a very, it's not a fine line, but from people looking out, it is looking like it's a fine line. It just really depends. It really depends.
It's really good to know.
Yep.
Now, have anybody in this group have done anything close to that, or something that has...
Oh, I'm a dom and a sub, so.
Yay.
What's that?
That's awesome.
Oh, well, you're a dom.
I'm a switch. But, so I'm actually my partner's slave, which is, you know, a whole thing. but I dom my secondary partner because I'm poly. So I dom. So I do both.
Yeah. It just depends on which person that day that you would feel or that they would feel. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I'm a switch, but mostly I'm also a brat, so.
Yes. I am a brat as well. It's so much more fun.
Yay.
Okay, wait. What is a brat for people who do not know?
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I'll let you answer that one.
I knew it. How do I explain? So you've got like the straight slave that'll just be like, yes, master, please. I'm more like a make me type of. It's that kind of like brattiness. Attitude, the make me, the put me in cuffs, like what you gonna do?
Yeah, they're not gonna make it easy for you.
I mean,
that's like fun. I guess that's the fun part.
I'm gonna we're gonna have a little fun on the way.
So I dom a brat, and my dom doms me. Who is a brat? So it's just a chain. It's great.
So wait. Hold up. So it's like tie me up, don't tie me up situation. Tie me up, don't tie me up. Oh hell no, we're not gonna tie me up and then tie me up.
You know us females change our mind constantly. Some days we want to be, you know, lovey dovey, and some days we don't want to be bothered. Some days we want to give you. Pussy.
Some days three we times a day. Get whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other days we want to get cuddled.
Nice.
I have a few toys. I have a lot of toys, actually. Not a few. Sorry. I actually have it. It's in my luggage.
Oh, she has a luggage.
Like the luggage you were going to bring down here? You were going to visit us?
So it is that. Suitcase, so you have seen it.
Yeah, so it's funny because I told Nate, I said, are you coming down? She's like, yeah, but I need to get my own hotel because I'm bringing two people. And I was like, what? You two people? She's like, yeah, my boyfriend and my soon-to-be girlfriend. And I was like, what in the world is she into?
And I have a crush on another girl. This one is AFAB.
Things just get complicated.
Things don't get complicated if you communicate.
Yes.
I guess so.
Wow.
Everybody.
Communication anywhere.
Nobody's hiding each other from anybody. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to leave these two people and then you'll find me a third. No, it's very, like, everybody knows about each other. Everybody's hopefully okay with each other.
My partners know each other.
Where the fuck is my coffee? I need coffee for this shit. Oh, wait.
Hey.
96 hey. Reverse hey. Mugs hey. Coming to you. But just
we have merch now.
Everybody, merch.
Soon you will see the 96 in Reverse mug in a website near you. Please support. Like I say, we don't have no sponsors, so we have to sponsor ourselves. But yes, going back to what we were saying. So Natasha got a suitcase. Who else has a suitcase around here?
See, all this.
I have a drawer.
I have a drawer. I only have a dildo. Huh?
Eight? Just one?
Yeah.
We gotta send you some more.
No, what are your preferences?
Cedric, do you need more?
No, I need real penis.
There are some real toys.
Yeah, no.
They make some really good ones.
Listen to me.
We need you that thrusting machine.
You know? Yeah. If you have a dildo that feels real, then I'll use the thrusting machine.
You can control it or something. Mm-mm. I have my eye on that.
Listen, all right. Listen to me. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
Include toys in the bedroom with a partner. That is when you get the most heightened experience you can possibly have. Like, I mean, it doesn't have to be dick or toy. It could be dick and toy.
I'm going to choose the real thing all the time. I can't do anything fake. I just can't. It just don't feel right. I like the pulsing of a real blood pumping dick throbbing in my mouth as I swallow it.
Damn, that's explicit as it can be.
It's the truth. That's what I like.
It's a lot easier to swallow than real.
It's a lot easier swallowing something that is actual organic and it's moving and it's alive. I can swallow it. It responds to me. I respond to it. And...
But I'm saying, you know...
He likes it organic. It's gotta be from Whole Foods.
Gotta be from Whole Foods.
It's organic.
No preservatives.
I'm over here just like, you could get spit roasted if you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't do fate. I can't do it because it's not gonna talk back. It's not gonna moan to me. It's not gonna roll his eyes back. It's just gonna be there. It's just, I can't get into it.
I understand.
I can't get into it. I can't get and all this.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say. I mean, I'm a surface level gay that likes penis.
What does that mean?
Yeah, explain that shit.
What that mean is? No. So back in the olden days, 80s and 90s, you just had your bottoms and your tops.
Yeah.
And your drags. You know, and that was it. It was it.
What?
I am that. I am the 1980s gay bottom. Period. No power bottom. No
spectrum.
No verse bottom. No, none of that. I'm a bottom that takes dick and enjoy it.
Listeners, we're going to set up a POS for Cedric. Please send him all the dildos you guys can.
A P.O. box? P.O. box.
Yes.
I'd be like, I got dildos here that's not going to be used. Y'all
please,
can come
please
get
donate.
Them.
Do not send used ones.
Yeah, do not send used ones. You know,
nothing used.
Nothing used. Nothing used.
Okay, now yeah. I have the real question. Any of you guys an OnlyFans?
No. I created an account though.
I want to.
It's gonna be called Only Hands because Peter's hands
oh my
are really
God.
Nice.
Okay, so let me say this.
Tell him the story about Peter went and posted a picture of him after he lost a lot of weight. He posted a picture. He was staying on the scale, and then Peter tell him about what they started saying on that Instagram post.
So I had to bring down the photo because people were like, "You got nice feet. Can you send photos of it? You have lost weight. We want to see you fully. Your feet look fabulous. Can we see your hands?" And I just got off social media for a little while. So that's why, like,
oh my God.
I didn't post
Instagram
after
is
that.
Private, so these are all
Peter. And my Instagram is private. So these were people that I knew, which was the hard part. And they were like, you know, we want to see more. Look, I'm getting red. This shit was for real. Like, I was like, I don't know if I want to say anymore or post anymore. Nothing.
I was like, oh shit. Experience. We have mom's feet and hands.
Yes, we sure do.
And
so Pete and I are brother and sister, half brother, half sister. We share the same mom, and apparently, we have the same hands and feet. That are very pretty to people.
Yep.
So so that's all right.
Sorry, if you hear in the background. Go ahead.
You probably got a lot of creeps in that. I think if it's a good business opportunity, there are some like OnlyFans accounts that are just for feet. Or websites that are just for feet and hands. If y'all are ever interested in those, that could probably earn you a couple hundred. Manicured, all the things. Mm-hmm. That's a whole side business that's available to those creeps. So next time, be like, yeah, just give me $100. Here's a picture.
Let's not say creep. Let's just say characters.
I mean, I like hands. I like feet. I would like to see Peter. I would like to see like hardworking hands. You know, like just hands fixing something with has to do with the car or hands.
I like, oh my goodness.
Hands
hardworking hands
chopping
too.
A tomato. I don't know. I have something like that. Hands
I get it.
Baking a pie.
See, there are things that are available to do to that don't have to be that sexual. Like that's an option.
can always make money.
That's an option.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of people having OnlyFans teaching people how to cook.
Oh, yeah, wow. So it's okay. Funny though, because I had an OnlyFans account that I created to sign in to view a gentleman who does stocks, mm-hmm. literally, and that was because they kicked him out of different platforms, and this was the only platform that will let him talk about stocks. Because as you guys know, stock is a big issue when people talk about it, because you're kind of betting in a company, mm-hmm. right? And I think he got kicked out of YouTube before YouTube was okay with doing the stock stuff. So that was my first OnlyFans account. And then I discovered what was OnlyFans for real. And I was like, holy shit. I didn't know what was this was all, you know, all of this was happening in here. And after he raised up his price to $29.99, I was like, no, I was fine with the $2, but $29.99 is too much.
That's a lot. I yes. thought about getting the OnlyFans, you know, because I got a booty. Oh. My booty's bubbly. I got a Georgia peach.
Tap that app.
But I didn't want to do anything sexual. I just wanted to, you know, just stand there, shake it, you know.
You can do
move
that.
It around, wear some you sexy can. Underwear, you know, yeah. grease it up. No grease. Shit like that. Glitter, cake, syrup. Man, he said shit cake. Like that. Yeah.
I'm just impressed.
That's what I was saying about
people
there.
People sitting on cakes.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, there's a young lady that does that right now.
She really?
A whole cake.
Yeah.
And then all she does is just sit on it.
Dang. Yeah, they got
Georgia
paid.
Peach as well. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, she'll bake a cake and be like, just sit on bam.
And she just sits on
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Left, mm-hmm. right, left. Circle, yeah. circle, circle.
Cedric, you have an extra room, right?
What you mean?
You have an extra room. You can do the whole cake thing. You can bake it and sit on it.
And roll it around. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. But I did think about doing
She's gonna check the oven.
But anyways, I thought it was I thought about doing OnlyFans, just doing that. Just, you know. I think we lost Elizabeth.
Yeah, we did. Oh wait, she's back.
Got her back. There she is.
Okay. Hello.
All right. We thought we lost you.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I can see Pete now.
Yay!
That's awesome.
So, Elizabeth, there is one more question to the BDSM before we close out.
Absolutely. Oh, there's a million more questions.
It's a lot more questions, and we can go on about this all night. Is there anything that you like to leave the audience with? Any final messages or takeaways about BDSM?
I think Nate had a good point earlier, just include little things, a lot of communication, a lot of acceptance, a lot of just communication. Just talk mm-hmm. to your partner needs to talk to you. If there's any point in time that you're uncomfortable with it, you've got to talk about something else, do something else, switch to something else, little toys here and there. They were talking about full on like dildos into your routine, but things like clips for your nipples, yes. things like unrestricting rope could be nice. There are lots of other
bullets also.
Wait, what are bullets?
Bullets. Oh. Bullets. Bullets. Gun bullets.
Like gun bullets?
Yes. No, bullet
what
vibrators.
Other bullets would there be?
Goodness.
Listen, I'm learning. This is all new to me. Not really, but like you know, the audience might not know. Like they might think like me, it's a bullet. Poof. It don't matter still.
Okay.
Our audience might not know.
You're older That's than true. Me.
You're but... right.
Listen, I thought about a gun bullet up your ass right away. I was like, what the hell has happened to the gunpowder?
I mean,
only if you're into it.
Who's going to survive that?
That's not the point today.
Not that type of podcast. Well,
yeah,
it
did
is.
Not have to be loaded.
Yes, please do not load it. Okay, I was tied up once. I did not like it.
Mm-mm, I felt like I can't be restrained. I can't. That's fair. And that's you know, fair. It's
so it much can, fun.
I can't because but, even when I'm having normal sex, and if my arm or leg get wrapped up in the sheet and I can't move it, I'm like, oh no. Stop. Get up. Get up. Just get up and let's get all the sheets off the bed.
Restructure. Yeah.
Yes, I can't. I don't like that. So I know with rope. I like I'm into role playing. I like I might be sharing too much. But I like
he says sharing too much. There's no sharing too much here.
I like
that's what I'm saying. That was no
such thing. I like I don't know what I like.
I look like, at him. He's I getting like, all sexual and things. He's moving. Like, oh, yes, baby, yes.
I kind of like the girl and the daddy. Like, you know, come here, girl. You know. Oh,
yeah, like just thinking about it. That's a BDSM. You know,
yes.
Some category, absolutely.
In the bedroom, I am the female. So I just kind of like that kind of dominance-y talk, you know. It's still the same sex, but it's kind of like passion, aggression sex, I guess.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
He's like, dirty, talk to me, dirty, talk to me.
Yeah, he's like, it's kind of like, you know, I know what you wanted me to come here to do, you know, stuff like that. Oh, just thinking about it. Oh, just make you.
Yep. And that's the feeling that it should give you, that feeling of euphoria, not, oh, I need to get the fuck out of here. Like, that's the difference between BDSM on social media and the BDSM at home. Because none of those people are coming into your home and tying you up for fun if you don't like it. You really have to communicate with your partner. And I'm sure your partner, you have to find a partner that would love to do that to you and for you and all of the criteria. And don't tie me up, but I would love to call you this. Don't tie me up, but I would love to speak to you about calling me this or doing a little role play. And we see on social media a lot of differences and a lot of very abusive sides sometimes. And they make that look okay and it's very not okay. As if it hasn't been communicated specifically that way. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's gotta be consent on both sides.
SA gets romanticized a lot. So yep. I'm gonna second add to your point. I think the audience should look out for fake DOMs because those are really dangerous. They will cause you harm and not the good kind.
Okay, so let me put this on the table then. We know so far from what we have learned in this lesson, let's say that, is there are dungeons out there. You can meet up with people. You can gauge them about what they do there, right? Then there are rules behind it. If there's no rules, you don't want to jump into this, right?
Yeah.
And then a lot of communication. If there's no communication, there's no play. Are we agreeing on that?
Yeah. I mean, in
that's
any
a good,
situation,
that's a good summation.
I think all of that you said, Peter, goes for any group of people, straight, gay, bisexual, whoever. You know, you have these people, this is crazy. It's a crazy world out here where I can say I'm Janet Jackson and I walk up to your house and I look like, well, Friday, I look like Freddie Jackson. You know, I think if anything, you have to make sure your surroundings and your setup is safe for you. You know, have a contingency plan if something do go wrong. There's more things happening out in this world today. You're hearing on the news every day about somebody missing, killed. You know, a lot of the trans community are dying because these people go out there and want to experience the trans community. And then once they get their nut, reality pops in and they want to kill somebody because, you know, their psyche, their whatever is gone, their glamour is gone. So you just, you know, it's hard to say, but you just gotta, I think communicating and talking to people before you meet them really sets
The tone.
the tone. It
Yeah, you
doesn't
really
give
got to
you
vet your
it,
people.
right. It doesn't give
Yep.
you solid ground because even a killer can be like, and then get you alone and then they're the killer, So it's just,
Yep.
it's about whatever you're into, listeners, just keep yourself safe. And
Have a
that's
safe word.
right. Have a safe
Yeah.
word. Wear those condoms. I'm not
Safe
talking
word.
about,
Yep.
even sexually. There's a lot of things that's going around that people are not being honest about. So just keep yourself safe.
Okay, so if we say one word for BDSM, Liz, go. One word. Put you on the spot. Ah. Give me a word.
I thought of one.
Okay, Nate, go.
Please, I'm please come
Fun.
back, Skip.
Fun. Okay, fun. Cedric?
Experimental.
Michelle?
Consent.
Liz?
Communication.
And
That's
mine is complete. Ladies and gentlemen, we are almost at the end. I just want to say thank you for the fabulous panel that we have. Any words, anybody?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And this was so much fun.
Thank you for being a part of the show, Elizabeth. We actually didn't share how we met, but
Oh, wait. No. It's not over. It's our show. Fuck it. Extend it. I give you another 30 minutes. Fuck it. Okay, how you guys met? Let's go back. People, scratch that.
We'll make it quick.
No, it doesn't have to be quick. It's our show. Go ahead. Hit it.
It's our show.
What?
Gosh, Liz. Oh, I get emotional every time I think about her. Liz, I met Liz when I was 25. And Liz, you were 20, 21? 20?
Oh, that doesn't sound right. I must have been at least 18 or 19.
Yeah, something like that. She was very young,
We
and
have
I
a
met.
we have a bigger age gap than that.
Okay. That makes sense. And I was dating someone, and the guy that I was dating is best friends with the guy that she was dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Later married and divorced, so
yes,
yeah.
that's, we're skipping though. We're skipping. We're skipping
Okay, great, great.
ahead.
There's the original.
That's the original.
Yeah, my ex was very much like his ex, and it just
Oh,
they were best friends in that.
very
So
similar. Wait,
we
do I
ended
know
up
that ex,
getting.
Cedric? Yes.
Oh
You don't have
God,
to
I
say the
hope
name if I know.
not.
Okay, cool.
Yes, you do. You were patchy at that time. We
I
were
am so sorry
in and
if you
out, in
ever
out.
met them, Pete.
Okay.
They are.
No, they never. Pete never met them. But so anyways, I met her. I went to my boyfriend's best friend house, and I walked to the house, and I went to go look for the bathroom, and I went all the way to the back of the house, and to the left was this little girl, not little girl, but this young lady sitting on the floor, and she had these nerdy glasses on, and she was watching TV. And at the time, we didn't have a connection. I don't even think I said anything to you in the room back there.
I couldn't even tell
And
you. I probably said hi because that's what I would do.
right, and then
I was just like looking at you, looking at me, looking at you, looking at me, saying
right,
hi. Just another random stranger.
and then
Oh
fast
my God.
forward from there, I know it's blurry, but then we was always hosting, all of us. We had a group of friends, and we always did things together. We just had a small group, and it was beautiful at that time. We had a good time. And then, as time progressed, issues showed up in relationships between me and my boyfriend, and then Liz and her husband at the time. And me and my boyfriend split up 2015. And then
I was married then, and I had also
no.
split up.
Yeah.
It was quite a year.
And so the reason I'm telling you guys the whole story is because Liz and I, throughout this time, is still not glued like we are right now. I'm building it up to how we got to this point. And so 2015, my ex-boyfriend moved in with them because he was seeing some boy that turned out to be a
Pink's
prostitute for
resistance.
old people. But anyway, that's another
Okay.
story.
Wow. What?
And
Yeah, I think I'm gonna need to hear that story next
I know,
time.
right? He's gonna have to throw the scoop on that one.
And then so my ex-boyfriend asked me back in May with a bouquet of flowers, and then I was going over there to Liz's house, and we were doing our thing there, and then we broke up again, and then our other friend,
Oh my goodness.
our third friend, we can't say the name at the moment, came into the
Yes.
picture. And then we all just grew from there. And everybody
Yeah.
was, we were all single. And we just had each
Yeah.
other as the three pillars. And then
Yeah.
our other friend moved away because he had his own tragedy. And then Liz and I just, we had each
Wait,
other.
Liz, did you live here in Georgia?
No.
No, I live in Orlando. I've
Oh,
always
okay.
known Cedric in Orlando.
Okay.
Liz and our relationship didn't
Okay.
start until I got into Orlando.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And then ever since then, one day we were in the car and Liz was saying
You're
something
talking.
about herself and started crying because she was, not to speak badly, but she was saying negative things about herself. And I'm looking at her like, huh? I don't see that. What? What are you saying? That's not true. What? And I started crying because I was like, stop saying stuff like that,
Yeah.
because I loved her. We went through a lot together. And
Yeah.
I cried
Yeah.
because my love for her was authentic. I didn't
Yeah.
see a negative bone in her body. And then that day forward, that was the day we were like, bitch, this is it.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
was
Yep.
it. I and ever since then, she can get into a relationship, and she'll go ghost. I'll go ghost. But when we called
Yeah.
each other, it was like yesterday.
Yeah, we have one of those relationships where we can just talk and not talk and go do our lives and do this and do that and still come back and just pick it up like we were just talking about boys and doing all the things and just very, very, oh, I like to do this. We like to do that. This is how I like to do it. And just
And
ongoing from there. But that
we
car ride.
yes,
It that car ride, because tears almost
wells
makes
up in
him
my
cry
eyes.
every time
Yes,
he
every time I talk about it,
does.
because it was real. Have you guys ever been in a
Yeah.
situation? It was like, this will
Yeah.
never happen again.
Yeah, when I ate Michelle's cheesecake in the car. Okay,
Oh,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a
what?
minute.
It's
It
no
was a real
innuendo, Sam.
cheesecake.
No innuendos.
I was
It
gonna
was
say,
a real
oh, that's what we
cheesecake.
call it.
No. So wait. Oh my God, this got complicated. Why would
Asian
I?
slice. The
Why
Asian
did I say
slice.
that? Why did I say that? Okay,
How did it
so.
taste when you put it in your
So,
mouth?
wait, it
Like,
was real
okay.
cheesecake. Wait, it was real cheesecake, y'all. I have a song out there. It's called A Slice of Cheesecake. And oh my God, this is terrible. Why would I say that?
New York style cheesecake. No
So,
toppings, no strawberry, no
Michelle did a
chocolate.
cheesecake for one of her friends. I ended up eating it. It wasn't even for me.
Yeah, it was a slice for another friend, and he just happened to be in the car because he was getting a ride home from his other friend, from our mutual friend. And he was like, oh, this cheesecake. So he just, this is what I heard from my friend and him. So he just took the slice that was meant for someone else. And then he was like, I got to meet the girl who made this cheesecake. Meanwhile, I had baked this cheesecake. It took me like all day to bake it. It was a 10-pound cheesecake. and I baked it from scratch because I was just getting out of this abusive relationship that I had with this guy who cheated on me with like five other chicks. But I did get to call all the other girls and be like, hey, did you know he was seeing all these other people? And they're like, what? That was a great conference
drop
call
the tea,
that we
girl.
Had.
Drop the tea.
Oh, he deserved it. He deserved it. Worst piece of shit I ever met in my life.
God.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, now the audience is like, okay, I need to tune in next week.
Oh, that's for the next episode. For the
future. Michelle,
oh, yeah.
Capture that voice. Whatever you got going on in that throat of yours, bottle that shit up and you better put it on something.
A cold? I mean, it's spreading around. You can just go catch from a random.
No, I want it. I want the cold. I want you to. That voice is so rich.
I sound like this usually. Like, if I get excited, it'll go a little bit more high pitched. But it's usually like this. And people are like, "Why are you so upset or angry?" I'm like, "I'm just like this."
This is
they don't know you well enough. That's fine.
I love it.
But wait, going back.
Yes.
I ended up eating the cheesecake. I told Michelle, hey, if you want to give me a call, here's my number. She texts me right away. And
no, I didn't. I called you. You know when someone gives you their phone number, like, and then you just call them on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And he thought it was because I liked him or something.
Yeah, I sure
and
did.
I thought he was gay. So I didn't
know.
I didn't know.
Well,
yeah.
Well, then.
And later on, I found out he wasn't gay.
Oh, no.
You know.
I was not, baby.
Nice. That's a great story.
Wait, why were you bringing up the cheesecake? What's going on here?
Yes. Why did you bring up the cheesecake?
I have no fucking idea.
Was it something that commenced your love to Michelle?
You said something about a slice of something.
Cedric was talking about how he felt for Elizabeth and how they just connected, and then you're like, cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Bitch, what?
So fucking
are you home?
It was a life-changing cheesecake, of course. That's how that works.
I'm confused.
Oh, no, I think when Cedric asked, have you ever felt that way where something was happening, it will never happen again. And then when he asked that, you're
oh,
like, yeah,
yes,
like,
that's what
I
it was.
Cheesecake.
It was
yes,
your it was because
of the car, because he said everything that happened on the car. And that's what I said about the cheesecake, because the cheesecake happened in the car. And I said, things do happen in cars. So, well, a lot of things happen. Oh my God.
Like eating the cheesecake in the car.
Yeah.
Was it Asian style or something?
Huh?
Did it taste like, I don't know, child.
It was a real cheesecake. I'm not joking. Oh. It was a real cheesecake. You're still in the back. No, it was a real cheesecake.
Oh.
I was lactose intolerant. And I ate the whole damn cheesecake. You know what happened after that?
Oh, bless your soul.
Yeah.
Bless
oh
you.
My goodness.
Well,
Michelle,
again,
it sounds like you have a business in cooking and baking.
I thought about it, but I mean, in the future, I'm just too tired. But that's the thing. I like to do it because it's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
But then when people want to pay me for it, and then like they want to say whatever they want to say, and I'm like, I don't want to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
listen, Michelle,
right.
We can move to Florida. You can do the cakes, and Cedric will sit on that.
I like baking cakes. I don't like decorating.
Oh
so if someone wants to decorate shit, they can decorate. I don't like decorating.
Not That's the why. Baking the cake, and I sit on it, Peter.
No. You can't
before
sit on
I get
my
a slice.
Cake. You sit on my cake, we can't be
You can
friends,
get a slice
no.
before
a
slice. I sit on
I get a slice before.
I had somebody, I had somebody, like, I baked the cake one time, and it was, you know, before you decorate it and stuff, it has to cool off because it's still hot from the oven. So I popped it in the fridge. One of my friends at the time, he went into the fridge and he went and cut the cake.
Oh, no, and it collapsed.
No, he cut the cake and he comes up to me and he didn't know I was going to decorate. He was like, oh, Michelle, this cake is so good. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, you just ate my cake? He's like, yeah. He's like, it's so good. I just opened up my trash can has like a little flip top. I just opened it and I just took the cake and I just dunked it into the trash can. I'm like, I can't decorate this shit now. And then he was so confused. He's like, what happened? I was like, I was going to decorate this cake. And I just stormed off. I was like 17 at the time. Very emotional and angry.
Wow.
But, yeah. Oh my. Yeah. But I'll bake, but please don't sit on my cakes. We can buy a Publix cake for that.
Yes. I don't want to sit on nobody's cake. Now, yeah, if it was like a $2 cake or, you know.
You know, actually, I love Publix cake.
Cupcakes.
We can sit on a Kroger cake or something.
Something cheap. God.
Kroger cake, damn.
If they got a Dollar Tree cake, we can sit on that, too.
They have those. They have, like, the 7-Up flavored cakes. I don't know if you've ever seen those. I've never tried it. I'm afraid. But
don't do it.
Okay.
It's too much sugar.
Okay, thank you. I'm personally horrified as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely.
Well,
this was a lovely conversation. Liz, I really thank you for coming and being a part of the show on episode number 6.
Yes.
And I really just thank you for being here. I really appreciate you.
Of course.
You're welcome back anytime. Whenever. Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
And just like said, Peter said, for our listeners, just like Peter said, we will be having merch coming out to you all to purchase from 96andreverse.com. But that will be coming out shortly. We will have shirts, caps, mugs, and more to come. But those will be our starters. Again, thank you for being a part of 96 in Reverse. Peter, take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96 in Reverse is almost over. Let me see if I can find the song because I totally forgot where I put it. Ladies and gentlemen, Liz, thank you so much. Cedric, thank you so much. Nate, Michelle, goodbye, y'all. 96 in Revert is over.
It is 96 in reverse, but no one is telling me my lines, and I am forgetting them again. Now they are in reverse. It is 96 in reverse, and I am losing oxygen, and I want my battery.
Reverse.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have